Like the U.S., people are also protesting in Mexico, calling for an end to police brutality. The demonstrations are in response to the death of a man who died in custody with Mexican police last month. Three police officers have been arrested in an effort to quell violent protests in Mexico City and Guadalajara, and one police officer was set on fire. For more, let's bring in NPR's Carrie Kahn, who is in Mexico City. And Carrie, what more do we know about this case?
Yeah, it's a very disturbing case. Giovanni Lopez was a 30-year-old construction worker who lived in a town south of Guadalajara. And this is all according to local reporting. He was with his family in that town when police allegedly singled him out for not wearing a mask. And that's something that is required in the state where he lives. He was detained by police, and bystanders started taking video right when he was detained. And a lot of it was captured by his relatives who were there on the scene. And you could see him trying to squirm free from the police. And what's really chilling is you hear his brother repeatedly saying to the officers, "If you kill him, we know who you are." That's very chilling. And then he was taken along with a neighbor to the police station. And 3 hours later, he was dead. And an autopsy was performed at the time, and it showed that he had died from sustained beating and wounds from beatings. And this took place on May 4th, and it did not come to light until just recently.
What is it about this particular case that sparked this movement? You mentioned there is video, which sounds very familiar with what has happened here in the States.
Yeah, definitely. And I do believe that it's the protests in the U.S. that really emboldened demonstrators, emboldened the family to really hit the streets and demand justice for Giovanni. And you hear a lot of them in the protests that were last week talk about this case and the police abuse of authority and power.
We've heard stories about police bribing in certain Mexican cities, but how prevalent is police brutality in Mexico?
It is quite prevalent, and it's very well documented. We see a lot more incidents of police abuse here because of the rise of social media and videotaping. And the government itself, interestingly, has studied this very widely. There was a study conducted a couple years ago by the National Statistics Office. This is a government agency. And they found that 64% of people that were arrested between 2010 and 2016 had suffered some type of aggression from police. 59% said that they had been hit and punched. 37% said that they had wounds from that aggression. 19, almost 20% of the people said that they had had electrical shock treatment. Just horrific signs of abuse. 6.5% said that they had been burned while in custody. Their torture is well documented by people that are arrested in Mexico.
It sounds like these are deep systemic issues. Is there any oversight or even a call for oversight of police on a national level?
Oh, clearly there always is. But the cries are, you know, a few protesters here, a few protesters here. This has been sustained protests over the last 4 days. It's unclear, though, if what we'll see will come out of it, if they can keep up the momentum. But the norm here in Mexico is that there's an outcry about a certain case or an incident, and then there'll be arrests. And like you said at the outset, there were three arrests in the case of Giovanni Lopez. Most of the time, the arrests are low-level officials. What's interesting in the arrest in Jalisco is that one was actually a supervisor. So that's a little bit encouraging. But again, the norm is that the prosecution cases are poorly put together, and more times than not, they fall apart once they go to trial. We'll have to see. Here in Mexico City, there was a case, a young girl, she was 16 years old, who was protesting on Friday. And there's video again of her being subdued by officers and then kicked in the head. She's in a hospital right now. And the mayor of Mexico City arrested those two police officers. That's unusual for something to happen so quickly.
Do you know the latest on the police officer that was set on fire?
Again, there's a video of that, too. That's a very disturbing case. You see the police officer confronting the protesters, and then as he walks away, somebody throws an accelerant on him and then lights a match and or lights a lighter, and he was lit on fire, and he is in stable condition. And the governor of the state of Jalisco has vowed to find that person who set the police on fire.
I want to ask you while I have you about the coronavirus. So Mexico has opened more parts of the economy, lifting restrictions on construction. And the last time we talked, we were talking about auto manufacturing and the mining industry. Are the number of confirmed cases and deaths declining? And are people wearing masks and social distancing still?
The number of cases are not declining. We have just registered over 120,000 cases, more than 14,000 deaths. So no, the cases are not declining. The lifting of restrictions in those industries is going on, but clearly in large parts of the country, and especially here in the capital and the surrounding metropolitan area where the outbreak is the greatest, the numbers here are not declining.
That's NPR's Carrie Kahn in Mexico City. As always, thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome.